The United States looks just like ancient Rome did in its final days. Of course, Rome didn't fall in a day, but when it finally received its death blow in 476 AD, its world power status had declined due to several corrosive reasons. Germanic tribes had beaten Roman forces into submission as Rome had overextended its military and its defense budget. Government corruption had reached epic proportions, and slave labor dried up, forcing the complacent, unskilled Romans to fend for themselves. Sound familiar?
Not many of us say to our sons and daughters, I'm hoping the day will come when you decide to go and pick fruit for a living. Hardly ever hear that.
One of the most often made arguments with regard to immigration is that they only do jobs that Americans don't want. But in a recent analysis, we actually looked at all 474 occupations as defined by the Department of Commerce and found that there were only six that were majority immigrant, and those jobs only account for about 1% of the U.S. workforce.
But the final knife in Rome's back was that it lost its identity. Most importantly, Rome allowed the barbarian hordes to settle within its borders, which eventually led to an uprising, putting an end to the identity of a thousand-year-old world power civilization. Fast forward to 2021, and the United Nations has already decided for every citizen in the United States that over the next 50 years, you will need to be replaced by a foreign population.
As you know, the Secretary General has been concerned about this for a long time, and I'm very pleased that he's launched this program against xenophobia. If all of the migrants, recently arrived migrants in New York City, were to form a city, they'd probably be the third or fourth largest city in the United States.
As it reads from the United Nations' own website on replacement migration, United Nations projections indicate that over the next 50 years, the populations of virtually all countries will face population decline and population aging. The report considers replacement migration for eight low-fertility countries: France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and the United States. Ask yourself, do we really need the United Nations' help? During the baby boom following World War II, nearly 80 million babies were born. And for some reason, we can't do that again?
Your child's school nearly doubled its enrollment.
The result? Classroom shortage.
There weren't enough classrooms and desks.
They gave my boy half a seat.
To give every student some kind of education, many schools had resorted to teaching kids in shifts.
Not too bad.
Students sat at their desks for just 2 hours and then went home.
Instead, bumbling, stumbling Joe Biden would have us all replaced in favor of a New World Order autocracy of which he is an acolyte and a puppet.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
His deceptive intentions are so transparent, a five-year-old can read between the lines.
I think this generation can be marked by the competition between democracies and autocracies. Because the world is changing so rapidly. The autocrats are betting on democracy not being able to generate the kind of unity needed to make decisions to get in that race.
Does anyone know who this person is? Yes. What is her name?
Maxwell.
Who is this person?
Maxwell. Is it the lady who got killed?
This is one of the sisters who got killed on Thursday. Yeah. Anyone knows her name?
No.
Anyone knows what is her crime?
No. She was Christian, and she was...
Her crime is to be Christian.
It's nothing new. Christianity is under attack worldwide, from North Korea to Yemen to China to Somalia. Alarmingly, the persecution of Christians is exponentially getting more severe than ever. The number of Christians.
All right, this is one of John Bowne's longer reports. It's about 8 minutes long. You'll find it at band.video. Also posted it at Real Alex Jones. I suggest you watch the rest of it and share it. We're about to join a bunch of stations and hit the rest of the news today. And big guests coming up. Please stay with us and follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. And be sure to share the links from Infowars.com/show for tomorrow's news today.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are into hour number two. I got a call this morning from a guest I've been really wanting on. He's one of the top three or four people exposing the whole COVID tyranny. He's an expert financial individual getting into the whole New World Order and the total proof of how they created COVID-19 way before it's in all the documents. Smoking gun stuff. Dr. David Martin's talking to the legislature right now. And so he's either going to come on live in the fourth hour or we're going to tape after for the show tomorrow. But Dr. David Martin is a wild card. We've got Harry Fisher, very well-spoken EMT. And the numbers all show what he's saying, but he can tell you what he's witnessed. I was on a Spaces with him a few weeks ago, and he's really been having a big effect. They've been attacking him, exposing the COVID. He's on in the next hour and so much more today. But let me now tell you what it is I haven't gotten to. I've kind of mentioned some of this, but there's a lot of stacks here. So I want to be a good boy and really get to this in the next 55 minutes of the hour that's left. This whole group of stories here tie together with the divide and conquer. And I mentioned this last hour as a little prelude. When you hear Biden say, I'm going to give everybody that went to college or is going to college or owes student loans free stuff, that's in the hundreds of billions of dollars. If you did that, it would destroy the banking system. They financially cannot do that, and they're not going to. Don't worry. But they can give a few thousand here, a few thousand there, free tuition, like a lottery ticket, to make people believe that they're going to get a piece of free cheese. But really, again, it's cheese on a mousetrap. So this is really cold-blooded. They use George Floyd and George Soros' control of the local governments around the country, CIA's who he works for, but he's the front man, to defund the police. And crime has absolutely exploded. Anybody who lives in a city knows that. Break-ins, murders, carjackings, they're, you know, record level. But the FBI 3 years ago just stopped collecting local data. They just don't collect the 1,000 largest towns and cities. Now, what's that do to the black communities when the police don't even staff there and don't even really respond to crimes? Well, then the crime explodes. And if you're black, 90%+ of the time you're victimized by a black criminal. But they don't really show that in the news, do they? Oh, no. It's, oh, we're really helping you black people. We got rid of the police department for you. And they cut it back for everybody. But if you look at the numbers, it's the black communities have had their police turned off. There's Kamala Harris, though, saying, hey, we're giving black people grants. Well, notice what Trump did. He just said, we're going to get rid of the income tax for people under $50,000. And we're going to get rid of taxes on tips. I don't care if you're black or white. That's a big deal. That's 20-30%, depending on your tax bracket, right there, of your money back. And yet, and I'm all for helping black people because they've definitely been screwed over. I mean, Trump did stuff like double the funding to black colleges. Doubled it. A lot of thanks he got. Well, black folks appreciate it, but the media didn't cover it. So I'm all about, hey, GI Bill for black folks. Great. I mean, you know, the colleges can step up. They got plenty of money. These corporations, all they talk about reparations. Well, then you just step up and then you just go ahead and then you just give free tuition through scholarships to black people. I'm all for it. But do not then discriminate against white people or poor white people and say they don't get help either. But it starts with the corporations. The corporations through the ESGs want to cut off the carbon, cut off the energy, create a bunch of racial division. That's the hand they're giving people, is putting a chip on their shoulder. The biggest thing I could tell anybody in business, no matter what your business is have a good attitude and give everybody the benefit of the doubt and have a positive demeanor, and you'll sell so much you won't know what to do. And everything in life is sales. I mean, I worked in a few sales jobs when I was 18, 19, 20, and then went on local TV, got on local radio, and then boom. And they wouldn't pay me any of the local radio stations, so I said, I want to do sales. They laughed at me, you know, the old guys there. They said, ah, sure, kid. And they got a little jealous, which I learned about business. A lot of people get jealous by success. They got pissed and actually took, before they fired me, when I had the number one show in Austin, took my sponsors away. Just said, you're fired. We're taking your 15 sponsors. You got us. I was the number one salesman. And they didn't know what to do. So this idea of white privilege, let me explain something. I don't care whether you're white or black, what color you are. A lot of folks are going to like you because you're successful. Other people are not going to like you because you're successful. That's like in that great movie based on a true story, American Gangster with Denzel Washington. That's a true story. Where he thinks the mob boss he's working with tried to kill him. And he says, listen, to the black boss, he says, I didn't try to kill you. Your success took a shot at you because you're so successful. And I'm telling you, that's how this works, folks. People that are pissed because they're not successful, try to be successful. That's important, to work hard and be successful legally and lawfully. But also be ready. When you think you get the success and you think everything becomes easy, no, you just painted a big-ass target on your back. A big one. Oh, you guys actually already found the scene? Well, when you get the audio, play it. Yeah, here he is. Play it.
Nobody wants to compete. Not with a monopoly. I mean, you let the dairy farmers do that, right? Half of them be out of business tomorrow. Right?
Just trying to make a living.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's everyone's right. It's America. Right? We just can't do it at that unreasonable expense of others. Because then it becomes un-American. That's why the price we pay for that gallon of milk could never represent the true cost of production, because it's got to be controlled, right? It's got to be set. It's got to be fair.
Got to be controlled by who? I set a price that I think is fair.
I don't think it's fair.
You don't?
I don't think it's fair.
I think it's
fair. I mean, I know you're not. What about your fellow dairy farmers out here, Frank? Are you thinking of us? Hmm? You thinking of them?
The dairy farmers?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of them, Dominic, about as much as they've ever thought about me.
And I'm just thinking out loud now. If you took some of your inventory, Frank, and you sold it wholesale, see, we could work. We could do some distribution.
I don't know. I'm pretty good, Dominic. You know, I got
this isn't the club. 55th. Later, they try to kill him. The counter black gang does it. He thinks Dominic did it. And he says, no, your success took a shot at you. So that's the point I'm making here. So let's get down to brass tacks. None of this is being done because they want to help brown people. Let's just get that straight. The world's 97% brown, and if they can get you to be racial and come attack white people so that the globals can take over what's left of the West, there'll be no free countries to aspire to, and there won't be the American model for the rest of the world to want to follow, and the globalists win. And that's why, whether you're white or black or whatever color you are, you've got to get in the face of these leftists who are pushing all this race pimp crap and go, I know what you're doing. And I could play along this race game all day long and even be more successful. I'm not going to do it. Because at the end of the day, we got to have team humanity, folks. That we have unlimited resources. We have unlimited potential. And the New World Order is literally cutting off the resources to make us all fight with each other because they're worried we're coming after them, because we are. So here's Kamala Harris. Well, just hear it for yourself.
The day that we came in office as an administration, President Biden and I made a commitment that we would increase federal government contracts by 50% to minority-owned businesses. And understand what that means. Once you get a federal contract, it's usually for 5 years, and you can renew it for 10, 20, 30 years. So, Steve, unless somebody messes that thing up, it's yours for a very long time, which is going to be a source of incredible wealth-growing opportunity for yourself, for your family, and for your community. So these are some of the things we've done around access to capital to address the disparities that have for too long existed.
Okay, so she promises all this extra free money, and she'll have a few examples, but those will be the black leaders that control the communities and keep people in line, who also then hire the lawyers, the Democratic Party operatives, and then give part of the money back. It's like the illegal aliens. They give them welfare and get them a job, but they've got to give part of their paycheck and part of the welfare back to Democrats. So it's just like the homeless. They have social workers that go out and farm the homeless and get part of the money they get. And then they get more homeless because they're farming them like a crop you grow. Meanwhile, this got attention a few weeks ago, and it's confirmed they're charging them with felonies. In Spokane, Washington, you got all these leftists where they painted the streets rainbows, and then they show some kids on scooters burning out. It's what kids do, and put some black marks on the street. So you burn an American flag, you're protected, and that's fine. And we say, well, that's your right. We don't like it, but you're going to take our rights if we take your rights. But I got all these cases where the courts were not going to prosecute burning American flags. Fine. But then in leftist cities, they don't prosecute for burning an American flag as a hate crime. But if you are just in a hurry to get someplace and they got street cameras and you spin out a little bit, they all run and take photos and go, we got another person. And they charge you with a felony for kids on scooters. But if you want to spray monuments in Washington with spray paint, that's fine. But if you're a kid that just does a wheelie in the street, is what kids do. They go, oh, we finally got a hate crime. You were mean to this. We're going to put you in jail for 10 years. Burn an American flag, no problem. Deface an LGBTQIAA pedophile 2-6 plus flag. Prison time, baby. Here's another one. Federal judge blocks Biden's title guidance redefining sex discrimination. Adobe to start spying on all your images and videos to enforce new content censorship rules. Yep. All at InfoWars.com. Hate hoax. Texas Democrat Biden appointee arrested on charges he faked racist social media attacks against himself to play a victim like Jussie Smollett and get in the news. Donald Trump's campaign is attracting increasing numbers of young voters, threatening to end Democrat dominance over the demographic. And we have a CNN clip with her panic, and we'll play in a little while. But I wanted to play this yesterday, and I didn't get around to it. So let's go ahead and play this. Here's the article from InfoWars.com. CNN, America is a democracy, not a constitutional republic. And they say it's an attack on the democracy around a republic. A republic is a limited democracy with a set of rules that if 51% want to take the guns, you can't. People have a right. Or if 51% want to reestablish slavery, you can't make the other 49 slaves. It's a republic, the model of the world. A lot of folks call their countries republics. They're not. We have been a republic. So people talk about democracy all day long because it's a word meaning people's rule. But if you go back to the first democracy in Greece, they had a bucket of black stones and a bucket of white stones. And a white stone was yes, a black stone was no. And they would put the stones in another bucket and count them up. And if 51% said kill somebody, that's how they executed people for their thoughts, like Socrates. They voted that he was corrupting the youth, saying the elite jokes. So they killed him. They ordered him to kill himself. He drank hemlock, if I remember correctly. But they usually, if you didn't agree to poison yourself, they just throw you off this 500-foot cliff head first. The Middle Easterners like stones to kill people. And I guess here in the West, we hang people. But in Greece, they threw you off a cliff. So here's the clip.
Is America a democracy?
America is a democracy. It was founded as a democracy.
I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories. I hear a lot of things out on the road. But to hear Americans, people who would describe themselves as patriots, say that America is not a democracy, that stopped me in my tracks.
You are hearing people say America is not a democracy because there are people around Trump who want them to be saying that, who've been planting that narrative.
Is America a democracy?
Yes. No, I don't. I think
we're a republic.
What's the difference?
I feel like democracy. Let me think this through. That it's government control. I don't see freedom in democracy. I see freedom in the republic.
Honestly, the word democracy and the word republic have often been used interchangeably. There isn't a meaningful difference between them.
So much of the warnings and criticism about Trump is that he is a threat to democracy, that he is anti-democratic.
Absolutely. If they can convince people that we don't have a democracy, then it's okay that Trump is attacking democracy because it doesn't really matter.
We are a constitutional republic. Even fake Wikipedia admits that. Now, the United States of America is a constitutional republic. It's in the Constitution. But you just saw CNN say, we are not a republic. We are a pure democracy. No, we are a little d democracy. But there are safeguards for the minority as well. And from the founding of the country, Thomas Jefferson said, we really ought to free these slaves. This isn't right. We're a republic. We're suppressing a minority. So all the civil rights, all the freedoms come out of the republic. But the left looks around and says, well, whites aren't the majority. Let's go back and just say we're a democracy. They think their viewers are idiots, kind of like the press secretary saying these videos of Biden not knowing what planet he's on, they're fake. That's how insanely stupid they think you are. Meanwhile, this came out a few days ago. I haven't even covered it. I covered it before it happened, but now it's happened. The Selective Service, outside of law, is now trying to register women for it. And Democrats have introduced legislation to conscript women. And the same thing's happening in Europe. They're now trying to press gang women. Well, you want to be free as men, right? Well, now you get to go be forced into a war. Polish lawmaker calls for border controls with Germany after German police dump migrants, you mean illegal alien invaders, just change that to invaders, on the Polish side. Germany, 57% of migrants arrive without passports. Poland's left liberal government hits hospital with hefty fine for refusing to perform abortions because they put the deputy head of the EU in as their new president. NATO chief says alliance discussing putting nuclear weapons on standby. That means the next DEFCON. That's a really great idea. And then here is a BBC report I want to play a few minutes of where they, for the first time, admit they're conscripting men. Now, you know this. You've been watching the show. You're doing your own research. But now they're admitting they're doing it, and the men don't want to go die. But they're saying, come on, you should go do it. So I say send the politicians that are – I say send Zelensky to the front lines, but don't hold your breath. Zelensky regime incapable of negotiating, Moscow says, because they're controlled. I love this billboard. Politicians should be drafted to fight in every war they vote for. Here's a clip from the BBC on national conscription in Ukraine.
Ukraine is facing one of its most perilous chapters since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion, with Moscow's offensive getting ever more intense. The Ukrainian army desperately needs to enlist more troops, but more than 2 years into the war, is struggling to find willing volunteers. Our correspondent, Jean McKenzie, reports from the city of Odessa.
At Sergei's wedding, it wasn't just the weather that didn't go to plan. Half of the guests didn't show up. Going out in public is now too risky for men who don't want to enlist. But the bride, Tanya, understands why her friends and family don't want to fight. Her father was killed on the front line.
Are you afraid that you might be caught and sent?
Yes, I'm afraid. I also afraid.
Of course I'm afraid too and don't want it. It happened twice in my family.
Public transport has become a no-go for those trying to avoid the draft. Conscription officers have a fearsome reputation for dragging people off buses and taking them to conscription centres. These officers are on the hunt for draft dodgers. It's hard to find willing soldiers these days, so now it's the law for men to register so they can be called up.
Are you part of the problem? Because people are hiding from you, they're scared of you.
Look, some people react aggressively towards us. Others run away from us. This happens often. I don't think these people have been well brought up.
These guys are having a pretty difficult time finding people who are eligible to serve, and they do accept that some people are hiding from them. But they are urging men to come forward because they say everybody has to play their part in defending this country.
Behind these walls, men are hiding at the very moment the Ukrainian army needs them the most. Russia, with its superior manpower, is on the offensive. This is Vova. He won't leave the house without checking these social media groups, which tell him where the officers are.
I don't walk outside at all now, unless I'm with my daughter, because they don't take people with their children.
The Ukrainian army says that it needs people like you to fight if it is to win this war.
I'm not a military person. I've never held a weapon. I don't think I'd be useful on the front line, but I know if I get drafted, this is where I'll be sent.
These men who are hiding, I don't consider them men. What are they waiting for?
Vlad was badly injured serving on the front line.
If we run out of men, the enemy will come to their homes, they will rape their women and kill their children.
Recruitment posters line the streets of Odessa. The message to get...
What's going to really happen is if NATO takes over Ukraine, they're going to put 10 million Islamicists and others in there that will rape and kill the women. Ukraine is mainly Russian. It was founded by Russia. It founded Russia 1,000 years ago. And Zelensky's now a dictator. He's canceled elections. He's outlawed his political opposition, even those that are pro-Zelensky. It's disgusting, and it's tyranny, and it's wrong. All right, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and get into all the big Trump developments and a bunch of other key intel on the economy and war and the Middle East and more. That is coming up next segment. It's going to be jam-packed. Please remember, you are the power of this broadcast, your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at drjonesnaturals.com with incredible products, drjonesnaturals.com, and InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars is still open for at least a few months. We may be able to stay on air. I'd give it a 50% chance, but God's given us more runway. So it's critical to fund InfoWars now at InfoWarsStore.com and to support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. I need you to take action, and I thank you humbly for your support. I'll take action now, drjonesnaturals.com.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people
the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. And it's time to make it count.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the highway. All right, I want to get into all the big Trump news and election news and them attacking Trump, being completely honest again, where he just says, I hope the economy crashes before I get in. Because he'll get blamed with it like Herbert Hoover. He told Lou Dobbs that clip's coming up. And he's just being honest. It's already crashing. We're already on the edge of a cliff. But he hopes we hit bottom before he gets in. Now, that'll be a major spin. He can fix it like that. I mean, they're artificially doing this, folks. He can end that war like that. He can. The U.S. runs most of the world. So, I mean, he can. People, oh, you'll never do that. You'll never do this. But I'll make us number one in energy in 1 year. Did it. The U.S. is still powerful, still successful. We could turn this around, but not for much longer. Ooh, I think about it. The globalists steal this election, what they're going to do. It's just going to be hell on earth. And they're going to lose in the end, but it's going to be nasty. Ooh, going to be bad, bad, bad. But I mentioned this during the first hour, but I want to drill into this more. It is so wild to have the White House press secretary, Miss Arrogant, get up there yesterday and say, Biden is the smartest guy around. He's got his act together. He is amazing. And all these videos of him bumbling around are fake. Well, anybody can watch him on live TV. I mean, every once in a while he's hopped up on the right drugs. He can halfway read a teleprompter. It's still bumbling. But most of the time it is a derailment of a train. So here she is denying this is happening, saying this is fake. And then here's the real videos. That's how dumb they, that's how, that is so disrespectful. And that's my frustration, is what we have all put up with. This is like him telling us 3 years ago, there's no inflation. Then, oh, it's low. Oh, it's good. Okay, it's bad. It's Trump's fault. And back to there's no inflation. I mean, that is pissing in your face, telling you it's raining. And we got to stop putting up with it. They're trying to break our will. Here it is.
It tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here. Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
Maybe choose my words. I was just thanking. Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. It was in January, after we'd been elected. The late January, early February.
Brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and the Aqua and the Polish Shrine.
And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the highest unemployment, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 50 million people, brand new, hired into the workforce. You know, my son says you ought to have a. You know, we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And you should say Joe Jobs.
This is all a giant insult to everybody.
An effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
What must be what?
That the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Are you ready? Four more years. Just follow my orders here.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks. Okay.
Joe. We're going to post this on X. He does not know what planet he's on, and that's perfect because they can blame him for all the criminal acts they're engaged in. This is so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. So, say what you want about Trump. When he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And I agree with about 95% of what Trump does. But it's so refreshing with Trump that he's the real McCoy. I mean, you're talking to somebody that is going to shoot you straight. You may not agree with what he's doing, but you know he means it. That is so good compared to these people. That is so satisfying. It's like trying to eat a piece of air instead of a big juicy cheeseburger. A piece of air, it's not even there. But Trump, it's a big old triple patty, cheese, onions, dripping ketchup. Boom, you know it's real. And so he's being very honest that the economy, since he was out of office, since it was stolen 3.5 years ago, has gone straight down, and it's already crashed. They're not telling the public it's crashed, but everybody can feel it. You can see it. I mean, I've got family that are professionals, family that, you know, veterans, you name it. They've all got 2 or 3 jobs. Retirees. I've got all this family, 60, 65, you know, multiple retirees out of the military, you name it. They got 2 jobs because they want to go on nice trips and they want to have a swimming pool and they want to have money. So they bust their ass and work 60, 70 hours a week. And the inflation gets worse and worse and worse. And no matter what they do, it just gets more out of control. So Trump has said this many times. Every time he does, the corporate media, the enemy of the people, comes out and says, Trump wants the economy to crash. No, he doesn't. He's very clear in the quote, very clear in the interview, that he's saying it's already crashing. I hope it just crashes now so I can get in and fix it. So I don't get the blame like Herbert Hoover, who the depression starts right when he's elected. And he's president-elect and it plunges. It wasn't his fault, but he got blamed for it. So that's an honest statement from Trump. Don't you want honesty? So Yahoo, it's the top story on Drudge everywhere, at least it was a few hours ago. Trump says he hopes the economy crashes. Now you read that, you're like, what a jerk, man. Oh, he's in the hospitality business. Hotels, golf courses, casinos. Do you think somebody that's in the business of prosperity, somebody that owns hotels and golf courses, you think he wants a depression? I'm going to ask a question. Does somebody that's into prosperity, somebody that makes money on prosperity, are they into prosperity? No, if you're a big central banker that wants to buy everything up and control people, you love depression. But Trump isn't a banker. He owns hotels and condos and golf courses that service casinos. He wants prosperity. He went to Kim Jong-un, and Kim Jong-un cried. They said the meeting and cried on TV. And he said, I know China runs you. We're ready to come in here right now. South Korea is the most successful country per capita in the world, money-wise. You're just as good as they are. We will do you a deal with hundreds of billions of investment first year. We'll build hotels all the way down your coastline. Got a beautiful coast. We'll build golf courses and casinos. All the Japanese and Chinese will fly in there. And he said, you'll make $1 trillion and you can free your people. And Kim Jong-un, who's a puppet, started crying. He didn't know what to say. And he goes around defending Trump now, saying, elect Trump, it'll be World War III. China has its foot on Korea since the Korean War. They don't want them to be successful. They use them. And Kim Jong-un's dad and grandfather did horrible things. He's a little demon. But I'll give him this. When it came down to making a deal, he wanted the deal. But Trump got thrown out. Trump's like, do you want a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs? Trump doesn't like watching buildings blown up. Doesn't make him feel powerful because he's not a piece of crap. He wants prosperity, security, success. Who doesn't want that? You got a family, a lot of you. You want to make a bunch of money and but create a system where you got to live in a bunker like Zuckerberg or Klaus Schwab? No, let's stop all this. Let's build a pro-human future. Let's be successful. Let's deal with the problems. Let's persecute the criminals instead of the people. So here's Trump being completely honest, the media spinning it.
When there's a crash, I hope it's going to be during this next 12 months, because I don't want to be Herbert Hoover. The one president, I just don't want to be Herbert Hoover.
So the media has a very short clip, but he still explains it, but they misrepresent it. Get me the full clip. I love Lou Dobbs. Get me, if you have the full clip, I want it. Because I saw like a 2-minute clip this morning. I thought that's what I gave you. But my fault, probably. I want the full clip. He explains it all. He's being honest. He says, it's crashing right now, If it crashes soon, I'll get elected and fix it. But if they do it when I get in, I'm going to have real problems. He's talking to you like you're an adult. He's talking to you like you're not stupid. Because he wants to drive from his house down a nice highway with happy people to a big happy golf course where they're serving steaks at lunch and lobster at dinner. And he wants to go play golf with the black people and the brown people and the white people. And he just wants to be happy. He's not like Prince Charles, now King Charles, that says we have to have a war against humanity and cut off the resources and shut down the farms and cut off the power. I mean, this is not even a discussion here. Yeah, there are people that want to kill you and rape you and slaughter you. There's also people that just want you to have a great life. But if you won't stand up for yourself now, then you deserve what you get. But I'll say this. I can sit back, and I hear this from conservatives all the time. Screw it. Let it all go down. The liberals will pay. Who cares about the liberals? They're not even on my radar. I don't want to kill them. I don't want to help them. I just want them out of my life. What about the children? What about the widows? What about the veterans? What about the poor people? It's going to hurt them a lot worse than it hurts the degenerate left. My world is not about hurting the left because they're not important to me. My world is about helping and empowering the people because a rising tide, as John F. Kennedy said, raises all ships. It's that simple. Are we an economy of conquest? Are we an economy of renaissance? Are we for the Great Reset or the Great Awakening? Folks, the globalists want control of all the life extension technology that's been developed. They want control of all this incredible science for themselves. They're greedy. They don't want you to have that. They've already got cures for cancer. They've got it all. You can live to 150 easy right now if you exercise and have the right treatments. And if you live that long, yes, then they can extend and extend and extend. We're there. But do you think they're going to give us all that technology that we developed? No. Instead, they've given us poison shots that shred your testicles, destroy your ovaries, annihilate your brain, your cardiovascular system, everything. And you're like, why would they do that? Because to a psychotic, the execution of power and hurting someone feels invigorating. A normal person just wants to have a nice life and be friendly and hang out with their family and watch sunsets and grill steaks and go see a football game and go to church and just be nice and friendly. You don't want power. You want to be successful and be comfortable. These people don't want that. They love it. To them, hurting a child, destroying a country, nuking something is beautiful because it means they've got power. Because they are Satanist. And the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. Remember that? No one knows who first said it. Type in the quote. Who said? Type it in. Who said the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist? Because last time I searched it, they didn't know who said it. But it doesn't matter who said it. You know it's true. And you know they're doing this. So why in Hades would you put up with it? Trump hopes the economy crashes. No, he's doing everything he can to stop that from happening. But he's being honest with you. Charles Baldier, is that what he said? No, that's a movie. In his 1995 movie, The Usual Suspects, both said it. Oh, he's credited in the movie. So the poet said it. Click on the poet. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. That's damn right. That is 100% right. So how do you say it? Charles Baldier? Baldier. So stop denying evil exists. Stop lying to yourself until you're not under attack. Stop thinking, oh, I can just decide this isn't happening and it makes it all go away, because that's not how the universe works. God wants you to stand up. God wants you to speak out. God wants you to face this, and God wants you to overcome it. But if you won't do that, God's not going to help you. God wants you to make the right move, to have courage, to have love, to have honor. And then as soon as you in faith say, I'm going to tell the truth, I'm going to stand up for what's right, then God steps in and points the way, lays the groundwork, does it all. And every time you're tough and trust in God, and every time you get attacked and say, God, I don't blame you, thank you, God says, good, faithful servant, now I will empower you even more. And then God comes to you and says, are you willing to die? Yes, God, I'm willing to die. Well, I'm probably not going to need to do that right now, but just in case, are you willing to die? Yes, I'm willing to die. And God says, the floodgates are now open. You're now willing to lay your life down like my son did for the people, but I know you're weak. You're not as 1 trillionth as strong as my son, but I'm going to now lift you up. But you know at the right point, at the day appointed, if I need you to be put in prison or destroyed, is that what you want? Are you, unlike Satan promising unlimited power and sex and all this crap, God doesn't do that. God comes and says, I'm offering you a really rough road, but you say you want to help children. You say you want to fight evil. You say you want to be strong. You say, and I say, yes, I want that. When God literally first came to me throughout my life, but really intensely 26, 27 years ago, God didn't show me all the good stuff that came. God said, you love children? You want to fight evil? I see that. I hear that. I feel it. But do you really want to do it? Are you really ready to take it? Are you really ready to stand up, son? And I said, yeah, I want the job. God said, well, I'm going to give it to you. But I'm going to give it to you one piece at a time to make sure it's what you want to do. And the more I took the attacks and the more I took the burden, the stronger I got and the closer to God I got each minute. Until now, I'm at a point now where God finally, in just the last 6 months, it's so amazing, does not even ask anymore. God just does it. I'm finally achieving what I asked for. I've prayed that prayer 1,000 times. Look, I don't want to think anymore. I don't want to be possessed. I know this isn't Satanism, but will you just take me over? You know what to do. And God goes, no, you still got free will, but I need to see what you're going to do. And finally, the last vestiges of my resistance to God are being removed. Finally, it's flowing through straight. Straighter than I've ever seen it. Stronger every day. What the enemy feared, what they knew was coming. And I'm nothing. All of you are going to have the same experience, or you've already had this experience and you know it at a fundamental cellular level. That's amazing. That's spectacular. That's divine. That is empowering. That is everything you need to know. You don't die and go away. You're an eternal being of light manifesting in this body. God is real. That's the good news. Yes, we're fallen. Yes, we're distorted. But God will slowly rebuild us in his image. Think about that. God's real. God's real. God is real. God is eternal. God is all powerful. God made everything before, now, and coming after this. And just to be part of that consciousness, we are not God, but we are part of God's consciousness. God is experiencing life through us. That's incredible. That's transcendent. That's everything we need. That's full commitment, full fulfillment, total completion. To experience the third heaven, as King David did, which I've only been blessed a few times to enter, is not a feeling of exhilaration, not a feeling of pleasure, but it's beyond any ecstasy you can imagine. It is a feeling of timelessness and total infinity completion. Total. There is no time, there is no past, there is no future. There's only the presence of God and absolute wonderment and worship and fulfillment, and it's indescribable. And once you've experienced one trillionth of a second of that presence, nothing else matters. Last night, I had a deep dream. I woke up at 4 a.m. after I'd had it. And Satan had come into my house to kill my family. Satan was manifest in my home, coming to destroy me, coming with his power, and was coming to intimidate me, and coming with all these horrible thoughts and all this evil and all this download of destruction and torture and murder. And Satan's like, I'm in this room in your house, and you don't have the courage to come face me. And I instantly had no feeling of fear because I had Jesus Christ. And I said, Alex Jones isn't coming into that room. Jesus Christ's servant and the Spirit of the Lord's coming in. And in that dream, I marched in last night into that room, and Satan was right there laughing at me. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, go back to hell. Christ conquered hell and the chains of hell and death and the keys to death. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be gone. And Satan literally before me fell into a black hole and descended into hell. All this darkness comes in, all these threats, all this stuff to my family, a trillion thoughts, a swarm of darkness. And I'm like, I don't want to go into that room. And God said, I'm with you. Go into that room in my name right now. And I marched into that room, and Satan had fear in his eyes, not because of me, but he that was in me. And Satan literally in front of me fell into a hole to hell. That is what they fear. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the earth. Our God is God, not some little twisted creature that seeks to hurt the servants of God. I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers, but this is a spiritual battle, make no mistake. And I looked into that door, and I said, I don't want to go in there. And God said, go in there. And I was energized, and I marched in, and I told Satan, go to hell.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed.
period.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.